今天的讲到的题目呢是名模。
Today's topic is supermodel.
有人说了，模特儿的就好像一个衣架一样。
People have said that models are like a hanger.
那么呢，但是呢，我想啊，如果他们的作用只是好像一个衣架一样呢，那么为什么这些人花这么多钱去请他们把这个衣服穿上去呢？
If the model's responsibilities are just the hangers, why would people spend so much money to invite them?
模特儿他最特别的地方呢，就能够把这个衣服漂亮的地方呢显示出来。
And the characteristics of models are actually to exhibit all the best parts of the clothing.
所以呢，如果你从这个角度来说呢，保罗呢就是好像一个模特儿一样的。
From this angle, the Paul is like the supermodel.
因为呢，他把人生的漂亮的地方呢显示给我们看。
Because Paul has demonstrated all the beauties in life.
所以呢，今天呢，我们看罗马书十五章十四到三十三节。
So today we're going to look at Romans chapter 15, verses 14 to 33.
这一段呢是讲到保罗的个人的计划。
And this message talks about Paul's plan.
你可以从保罗个人计划里面学到我们怎么安排我们人生的计划。
And from his plan that we can learn from him is how to organize our life.
因为你看到了保罗的计划呢是很有有目标，还有很有意义的。
According to Paul's plan, that he has purpose and is very meaningful.
所以呢，我们首先看第一点呢，就是你看见呢保罗的身份。决定他人生的计划。
The first point I want to mention is that Paul's identity determines his plan.
保罗呢有一个很清楚的人生的一个目标。
Paul has a very clear goals in his life.
在罗马书一章一节里面呢，他谈到了他是特派全神的福音的。
In Romans 1:1, he talks about that he's a special apostle.
所以简单来说呢，保罗就是为福音而生，也是为福音而死的。
So simply speaking, that Paul is live for the gospel.
你知不知道你人生的计划？
Do you know the plans of your life?
我想大部分人都不知道。
Most people probably will not.
你问他，你为什么工作？
If you ask, why do you work?
他就会说为了吃饭呢、啊、不工作哪里有钱吃饭呢、啊、
And people will say if I don't work how do I have food to eat
那么你问他你为什么吃饭呢、啊、
Then you ask him why do you want to eat
他就会说不吃饭哪里有力量工作
If I don't eat how do I have the energy to work
大部分人呢其实呢他人生的计划就是看看前面的人做什么事情那么我们也做什么事情
So mostly, most likely, people will follow wherever other people are doing, and I will do it.
那我哥哥来美国念大学，我也来美国念大学。
Likewise, my brother came to U.S. to for study, and I came too.
他念的是跟电脑有关系的专业，所以我来的时候也是念这方面的。
He came to study computer science, and so did I.
他念完本科以后呢，就念这个。硕士，所以呢，我也是一样。念完本科以后呢，就念硕士。
So after my brother finished studying undergrad, and he went on to master, and so did I.
他后来留在美国工作，我后来也是一样。
And he stayed behind and worked, and so did I.
所以呢，你问我的计划是怎么来的，我就是看看我哥哥怎么做，我就是一样。
So if you ask me how did I come up with my plan, and basically I copy my brother.
但是保罗呢却不一样
And unlike Paul
他有一个很鲜明的一个方向
He has a very clear direction
他就是知道他要传福音
He knows that he needs to spread the gospel
他怎么知道这个是他人生的方向呢
How does he know that that's his directions and his goals in life
因为呢他知道他的身份
Because he knows his status
如果呢，你看罗马书十五章的十五到十六节的时候呢，你就会发现。
If you look at Romans 15 verses 15 to 16.
他十五节最后一句呢，他说：“特恩神所给我的恩典，使我做外邦人，做基督耶稣的仆役，做神福音的执事，教所献的。”外邦人因着圣灵成为圣洁，可蒙 悦纳。
And in verse 15, because of the grace God gave me to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, He gave me the priestly duty for proclaiming the gospel of God, so that the Gentiles might become an offering acceptable to God.
保罗形容自己是一个仆役。
And Paul described himself as a minister.
这个字呢，不是一个仆人的一般仆人的意思。
This word minister is not like the servant that we usually think about.
他是特别讲到了，就是在会幕里面呢，在圣殿里面侍奉的仆人。
And this word refers to the priest who serves in the temple.
所以呢，你可以说呢，他是一个圣职人员。
And he's a holy person.
还有呢，保罗呢，形容他是一个祭司。
And Paul described himself as a priest.
祭司呢，就是把人呢带到神的面前。
And the duties of priests is to bring people to God.
他一生人呢，就是分别出来归给神的。
And these people are sanctified, separate apart from God.
他们不做其他事情，只是为了侍奉神。
And they have no other job but to worship God.
保罗知道他的身份就是分别出来，侍奉神。
And Paul knows his status that he is separate, set apart for God.
他就是要把外邦人带到神的面前。
And his duty was to take the Gentiles to God.
通过他传福音呢，把外邦人好像一个祭物一样，献给神。
And through the preaching, and he brings the Gentiles to God as an offering.
他知道呢，通过他的造，他所造神的话语的时候呢，圣灵会洁净这些外邦人。 成为一个可悦纳的一个礼物。
And he knows that as a priest's duty that he will proclaim the gospel of God so that Gentiles might become an offering acceptable to God.
还有一样事情呢，就是保罗知道他有这个身份呢，不是他自己选择的。
Paul also aware that his status is not his choosing.
他说呢，他这个身份呢，是因为神给他的一个恩典。
And his status was given by God as a grace.
所以呢，那就是说呢，就是神决定他人生里面要做什么事情，不是保罗自己选择的。
And basically, God has decided what kind of position that Paul would be in, not Paul himself.
所以呢，神呢就好像一个导演一样啊，我们每一个人来到他面前呢，就要拿，好像我们的角色是什么样。
So as God is like a director, and then we come before Him as an actor.
所以呢，我们的工作就是要在神面前去寻找我们人生的计划。So
our job is to go before God to seek God's will.
有一些人呢，好像保罗一样呢，他信主的时候，神已经告诉他，将来你要为神传福音。
Many people are like Paul, and when he accepted Christ, God told him, and he knew exactly what he would be doing is to spread the gospel.
但是我相信大部分的弟兄姊妹呢，可能呢，我们不会马上就知道神在我们人生的计划。
And many people like us said we probably will not know right away what God's plans for us.
但是我告诉你，其实两个没有分别的。
And I tell you that there's no difference between the two.
虽然保罗呢，他知道。 他是要向外邦人传福音。
Even though Paul knew at the time that his job was to spread the gospel to Gentiles.
但是从他信主知道他人生的计划，到他真的出来全世界去做一个宣教士，中间有13年的时间。
From the point that he accepted Christ to the time that he spread the gospel, there are 13 years apart.
加拉太书里面呢，只很简单的讲到。 当时他去过一个沙漠里面，他又回来。13年里面呢，好像没有什么事情发生。
So in the book of Galatians, it talks about that he went to a desert and he came back. It seems like 13 years or nothing happened.
我相信呢，保罗这好像一般的弟兄姊妹，一样的，就是过一个平常人的生活。
And look at Paul, that he's like ordinary people, just like us, very ordinary life.
那么都是说。 他好像我们一样的工作，好像我们一样的平常在教会里面侍奉。
It seems like that he was working and he's also serving in a church like us.
所以呢，我鼓励大家弟兄姊妹，当我们去寻找神在我们人生里面的计划里面，
So I encourage brother and sister as we seek in God's will.
其中一个很重要的要点呢，就是你要做好神现在给你的工作。
So we have to do well in what God has given us now.
那么可能你是一个工程师，可能你是一个厨师，可能你是一个妈妈，可能是一个丈夫，你就是要做好神现在给你的工作。
Maybe you're an engineer, maybe you're a mom, maybe you're a chef, and all we have to do is do well in our job.
因为如果你在小事上面忠心呢，神才会把大的事情交托给你。
If you're loyal to the small things, then God will give you the bigger things.
当我们呢准备好自己的时候，神就会把他更长期的计划告诉你。
When we are well equipped ourselves, and God will slowly reveal what He's planned for us.
好像呢，提摩太后书二章二十一节里面讲到，人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
In 2 Timothy 2:21, those who cleanse themselves from the latter will be instruments for special purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work.
那当我们知道神在我们人生的计划的时候呢，我们活出来的时候呢，就有一个不一样的人生。
When we know that the purpose of God, and when we live out, it will be totally different. It will be wonderful.
你看保罗的人生呢，有三个特点呢。
In Paul's life, there are three characteristics.
他是一个荣耀的人生。
And he has a life of glory.
这个呢，你从十七节、十八节里面呢，你就能够看出来。
If you take a look at verses 17 to 18, you can tell.
有一些人呢，他不满意神为他安排的人生。
And some people are not satisfied with what God has planned for them.
常常问神，为什么我不像其他人一样？
And oftentimes they ask God, why aren't we like other people?
其实呢，我们不需要跟人家去比较。
We don't need to compare with others.
只要你走在神的计划里面，那么你的人生就是一个荣耀的人生。
As long as you walk within God's path, and your life will be glory.
在罗马书十五章十七节里面呢，保罗告诉我们呢，他说呢，所以论到神的事，我在基督耶稣里有可夸的。
In verse 17, it says.Therefore, I glory in Christ Jesus in my service to God.
这个原因，为什么保罗觉得他的人生是可夸的呢？
Why does Paul think that his life is in glory?
因为他十八节他就讲到，神通过保罗，去把这个福音传出去的时候，他就经历圣灵的大能了。
Because in verse 18, that Paul stated that he has experienced God's mighty.When he spread the gospel.
那么呢，保罗的人生就他就觉得很满足了。
And he's very well satisfied.
我是2002年的时候呢，神呼召我去侍奉他。
In year 2002, God has called me to serve.
其中有一个原因，我决定去侍奉神呢，是因为呢，之前我在大学生团去侍奉的时候。我觉得很满足。
One of the reasons I wanted to serve is because I was quite satisfied when I was in undergrad.
就是在大学生团契里面侍奉的时候。
When I served, I was quite feeling satisfied when I was serving in the college fellowship group.
就是当你看见神去改变一个人的时候，你看见他在基督里面成长的时候呢，这个是一个让人很满足的一个经历。
When I saw someone who's growing spiritually in Christ, it's a very satisfying feeling.
这个彼此呢，我在工作里面做完一个工程，的满足更大。
The satisfaction is much more so than I finished complete a project.
这个，当我现在回顾我去侍奉神的时候，我发现。我把我的时间交托在神里面去侍奉神的时候，也是同一样的感觉。
So as likewise as I'm serving now, I feel exactly the same way.
保罗当他说他侍奉神的时候，他可以夸口的时候呢， 不是说他侍奉的时候他没有经历这个困难。
And when Paul said that he feels the life of glory, doesn't mean that he has not experienced challenges.
其实呢，我们知道呢，保罗在十年里面旅行传道，他遇到很多不同的逼迫。
And we know that Paul was traveling 10 years of time, that he has experienced quite a few persecution.
但是呢，他是经历神所给他的平安跟满足的人生。
But he has experienced a peace and a joy in his life.
第二个特点有关保罗的人生呢，你就可以从14到15节里面看出。
The second point that you can see the characters of Paul was life of boldness, which you can see from verses 14 to 15.
这是保罗的人生呢，是一个有胆量的一个人生。
And he had a life of boldness.
14-15 节的解释呢，保罗为什么写信给罗马教会。
And in these verses that Paul has explained why he wrote to the Roman churches.
他说呢，特别15节呢，他用了一个字，就是稍微放胆的去写信给他们了。
And in verse 15, he has written quite boldly to them.
原因呢，就是其实保罗不是建立罗马教会的牧师。
Actually, Paul wasn't the one who established a church in Rome.
所以呢，他突然间呢，写了一封16章的长的一封信，去勉励他们。
So suddenly he wrote 16 books to 16 chapters to encourage the people in Roman church.
他不知道呢，这些弟兄姊妹呢对他的反应会怎么样。
And he didn't know what kind of reactions they will have.
但是保罗说，因为他知道他是一个外邦人的一个使徒，所以他就放胆的去做这个事情。
And Paul knew that he's a minister for the Gentiles, so he boldly wrote a letter.
所以当你知道神给你人生的计划是这样子的时候呢，你会有这个胆量去做一些事情呢，可能你自己也想不到的。
And you, once you know that the goal that God has for you, that you would do things boldly that you can't even imagine.
我记得呢，另外一个原因为什么我当时决定要侍奉神呢，是发生在98-02年的一段时间。
Another reason why I want to serve God is one thing that happened in 98 to 02.
其实当时就是T4C 我们双城教会一直三年里面找不到一个讲广东话的牧师。
And this event took place in T4C at the time that we didn't have a pastor for 3 years and we're searching.
那么我就觉得呢，一个教会没有牧师呢，是一个很可怜的一个情形嘛。
It is a very pitiful thing that a church doesn't have a pastor.
还有呢，我知道呢，很多牧师呢不会考虑好像明州这么冷的一个地方。
And I also realize that many pastors probably will not consider Minnesota because it's a very cold place.
所以当时我就告诉神，如果你呼召我，我会愿意去这些。又冷又小的地方，我不介意。
So I told God at the time that if you call me and I'm willing to go to a place which is small and cold.
所以呢，02年的时候呢，我就进神学院了。
So in the year 2002, I went to seminary.
我记得呢，进神学院的时候呢，有一位宣教士 Doris， 他就问我一个问题啊。
I remember the time there was a minister Doris asked me a question.
就是他说。你有什么计划？
She asked me, what plan do you have?
我说我就把我的负担就是成为一个牧师去就是帮忙好像这些没有牧师的教会这个想法告诉他。
And I told her that I have a burden for those places that do not have pastors.
那么 Doris 给我一个意见。
So Doris gave me a suggestion.
他说呢，最聪明的安排呢是这样子。
She told me the smartest plan would be this.
就是你把你的人生的计划好像一个白的纸交给神，让神把他的计划写上去，那么就是一个最好的计划。
And she told me the best plan would be to give God a blank sheet of paper and let God write on that sheet of paper.
然后当时我就告诉神了，我告诉神，只要是你的安排呢，我愿意学习到任何地方去侍奉。
At that time, I told God that if it is your plan, I'm willing to go anywhere that you want me to go.
那如果你真的这样子祷告呢，你要自己小心一点。
So if you really pray like this, then you have to be very careful.
原因就是神有的时候就会使你surprise 你啊，就是使你惊奇。
And sometimes God would surprise you.
因为你知道我是一个从香港来的人，我从来没有想过我要讲国语去牧会的。
As you know, that I came from Hong Kong, so I have never imagined I would actually pastor in a Mandarin church.
当时我告诉神，我希望去帮忙这些没有牧师的教会，是讲这些没有是讲广东话的没有牧师的教会。
At the time that I told God that I wanted to be called, was I was thinking that I wanted to be a pastor for a Cantonese church.
那么到当我告诉神我愿意接受你的安排的时候呢，就发生一个事情了。
So when I told God that I'm willing to accept your plan, and something happened.
就是有一个华人教会，他认识我们神学院的老师，他就问神学院里面有没有学生愿意来我们教会讲道。
And at that time, there was a Chinese church who asked the students of seminaries, is there anyone who would like to preach in that church?
那我们的教授呢，他是美国人，大概不知道呢，讲广东话跟讲国语的分别是很大的。
At the time, the professor probably didn't realize that there is a big difference if the church speaks Mandarin or Cantonese.
所以他建议我是中国人呢，你是中国人，他说你有没有兴趣去这个华人教会讲道。
And he knows me that I'm Chinese, so he asked me if I'm interested in going to that church to preach.
那么当时就是神给你一个胆量啊，就是我不知道为什么我当时会这样子说，我说好啊，那么我就试试看呢。
So at that moment, I had that boldness to say yes, so I'm willing to try it.
我记得去之前呢还要哭了一场。
I remember I wept before I left.
但是我觉得神很奇妙的，他就是当你把自己放在神的计划里面，他给你一个胆量去完成神的计划。
I realize that when I'm willing to lift up to follow God's plan, and then God will give me the boldness to do it.
就好像呢，神说他的力量在人的软弱上显得完全了。
And so that God has accomplished the weakness in us, and we'll see the strength in Him.
第三个人生，保罗人生的特点呢，就是他是有一个有迹象的一个人生。
And the third characteristic of Paul's life is life of ambition.
保罗呢，在19-22节呢，是讲到他十年殉教的一个经历。
In verses 19-22 speaks about his 10 years traveling time.
那么呢，他十年里面，我们看《使徒行传》，你知道他三次旅行布道。
And within that 10 years, we know that he traveled 3 years and he spread the gospel.
Three times.
Oh, three times.
那么呢，在20节的里面呢，他就讲到保罗呢，他有一个迹象。
In verse 20, it talks about he has ambition.
他就说，我立了迹象，不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上。
It talks about it has been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, so that I would not be building on someone else's foundation.
所以保罗呢，他是有一个特别的感动去做一个开放报道的一个宣教士。
And Paul, he has a special move that he wants to spread the gospel to where places that Christ was not known.
那么呢，他就在21节里面讲到了他是其实这卷圣经呢是从以赛亚书里面出来的。
And in verse 21, actually, the verses came from Isaiah, book of Isaiah.
这个可能呢就是当保罗呢他研读圣经的时候呢，神通过这句话 特别给他一个感动。
And most likely that when he was written this letter, that the verse from Isaiah has given him a special reminder.
所以呢，我这个就是保罗人生的一个迹象。
So this is one of the Paul's ambition.
我们当年，我们很多人都有他人生的迹象。
And many of us, we do have ambitions of our own.
好像有些人呢，他的迹象就是我死之前要。去这个一千个地方，世界最漂亮的地方。
And some of you might want to visit 1,000 places before you die.
我希望我们的志向呢是从圣经而来。
I hope that our ambitions are from the scriptures.
有一次呢，我们的青年传道 Rich 问我，他说：“你的 life verse 是什么？”
And one time, our youth minister Rich asked me, "What is your life verse?"
就是呢，最影响你的一句圣经，是哪一句
？And which means that which verse has impacted you the most？
我想了一想呢，就是我想到的是《腓立比书》三章十节。
I thought for a while, and I came up with Philippians chapter 3 verse 10.
这边简直说，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
This verse says, I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death.
对我来说呢，我人生最重要的一点呢，就是去认识耶稣。
And to me, the most important point in my life is to know Jesus Christ.
不单只是在好像脑袋里面去认识，我们去经历他。
And not only to know him in our in knowledge, but to truly experience him.
这个包括经历他复活的大能，也经历他的所受过的苦难。
And this experience includes the resurrection power of his, and also participation in his sufferings.
我希望呢，不单只我自己经历，我希望我也帮助其他人一同去经历。
I hope pray that it's not only I who experience all these, but I may help others to also experience these.
保罗因为他知道他的身份以后呢，他就决定他人生的计划。
So once Paul knows that his life goals and he planned them out.
那么呢，我们从22节到28节里面呢，你就看见了保罗呢，他的优先次序，磨作他的计划的内容了。
And from verse 22-28, that it describes that.Paul's priorities that shape his plan.
保罗虽然知道他人生的计划是传福音，
Paul knew that his life plan is to spread the gospel.
但是这个计划的内容是怎么去做，神没有直接的告诉他。
But he didn't know the content of his plan, and God did not tell him how to do them.
那么保罗怎么决定他的计划的内容呢？
So how does Paul determine the content of his plan?
那么呢，他就是从他的优先次序去决定他怎么使用他的人生。
So he prioritized how to plan his life plan.
首先呢，他有我们刚刚谈到，就是他有一个感动，就是去这些还没听过福音的人里面去传福音。
And we knew earlier on that he had a move to go to the places where people had not known Christ.
所以呢，保罗。一直二十一节呢就解释了他二十二节里面解释他一直不去罗马的原因呢，就是因为还有很多地方呢他还没听过福音的。
In verse 22 explain that why he didn't go to Rome is because he still had many regions around the area that he need to preach the gospel.
所以呢他不愿意先去罗马。
So he did not want to go to Rome first.
所以呢，你看见保罗呢有一个很鲜明的一个优先次序。
So apparently you can tell that Paul has a very a clear prioritize.
所以呢，二十三节呢就告诉我们呢，为什么保罗现在愿意去罗马呢
？In verse 23, it tells us that why Paul now that he wants to go to Rome.
虽然呢，罗马已经有机会听过福音了。
Even though Rome had in the Church of Rome had the opportunity to listen to the gospel already.
但是呢，保罗现在其实呢，他是希望向西班牙去传福音。
And Paul's wish was to actually visit Spain to spread the gospel.
所以对他来说呢, 经过罗马是最合理的一个计划了。
And it seems to him at that moment that it's going through Spain to Rome is the best plan.
他也希望得到了罗马的教会的支持。
And he was hoping to gain the support of the church in Rome.
当时保罗呢写罗马书的时候呢，他自己呢是在希腊的哥林多教会。
At the time that he wrote this book to the church of Rome, he was actually in Corinth.
那么呢？ 哥林多距离罗马大概就是1000里了。
And the distance between Corinth and Rome is probably 1,000 miles.
但是呢，保罗在24节里面呢，就告诉罗马教会，其实呢，他不要马上的去。
In verse 24, that he told the church of Rome that he did not want to go right away.
原因呢，就是呢，他要把
And the reason for that is he wants to bring the contributions from the Gentiles to Rome.
所以呢，保罗呢要从本来他的计划是要去西边的嘛，但是呢，他先到东边走2000里，再回到罗马。
Originally he wants to go to the west, but then he traveled 2,000 miles to the east and then to west.
那么你就看见呢，保罗呢。 另外一个优先秩序
And then now you can see another priority that he has put in front of him.
他就是很看重外邦人跟犹太人的合一。
He very much emphasized on the unity of the Gentiles and the Jews.
所以呢，他希望通过把外邦弟兄姊妹的奉献带给有需要的犹太弟兄姊妹呢，可以把两派的人呢，合成一派。
He was hoping through the contributions from the Gentiles, bringing to the Jews that will combine and consult and unity and unify the two group of people.
神呢，很多时候呢，用我们的优先秩序呢，去帮助我们，去定下我们计划的内容啊。
And oftentimes God has mentioned to us that to set the priority so that we can shape our plans.
我是08年7月来到牧城教会做代理牧师的。
And I came here in July of 2008 as an interim pastor.
那么呢，09年5月呢，教会就呼叫我成为牧城教会的牧师。
And in May 2009, the church has called me to become the pastor.
那当时呢，我就面对一个可能了。 有一个可能性在我面前。
At that time, I faced one possibility.
我又问我自己, 我要不要从 Plymouth 搬去 Woodbury?
And that was to decide, should I move from Plymouth to Woodbury?
第二条问题问我自己就是, 我要不要把我在 Plymouth 这个 townhome, 这个房子呢, 卖掉?
And the second thing that I need to decide was whether to actually sell my townhome in Plymouth.
那么我们都知道了，09年呢是我们地产的低谷。And
as we all know, in 2009 was actually the deepest the fallout of the real estate business.
所以你要卖房子呢，肯定就亏本了。And
if you want to sell houses at that time, and you're definitely going to lose.
所以呢，我有另外一个可能性，就是我要不要把这个房子租出去呢？
So the second possibility is, should I rent my townhome?
那么神当时呢，就用这个优先秩序呢，帮助我去做这个决定。
So at that moment, God actually showed me the priorities in my life.
首先呢，我是一个牧师，我就是希望住在弟兄姊妹旁边。
First of all, I'm a pastor, so I would like to live among the brothers and sisters.
所以呢，搬去 Woodbury 呢是一定的，当时说。
So at that moment, I decided that's for sure that I'm going to move to Woodbury.
那么第二条问题就是，那么我要不要把这个房子从我在 Plymouth 这个房子卖掉
？So the second question arises with whether I should sell my townhome.
那么神就提醒我啊，侍奉神的人呢，要专心的，不能分心。
So God has reminded me that as a servant of God, that I need to focus.
所以呢 我们讨论呢 我跟太太讨论了以后呢 就决定 一定要卖了这个
So after I've discussed with my wife Audrey that we decided to sell the townhome.
那么呢 神也很有趣的 我觉得
And God is very humorous.
就是呢 当时呢 有人呢 给我们 offer 就是要买我在 Primrose 的房子
At that time someone made an offer to our house.
所以呢 我们知道你亏本要亏多少了 这个是肯定了 OK 这个
So we know right away that how much money we're going to lose at that moment.
但是我们一直在 Woodbury 找不到房子哦
And we have looked everywhere in Woodbury we couldn't find a house suitable house.
所以呢就是 但是呢 神鼓励我们 就是你愿不愿意 把你自己放在神的计划里面
So God has encouraged us to remind us that whether we should
put ourselves
in God's hand.
Okay. 所以我们说 好啊
Okay. So we decided yes, we do.
所以我们接受 卖房子这个 offer.
So we accepted the offer from this family.
到我们 closing 这个礼拜 其实 closing 前两天呢 我们定下来要 找到房子在 Woodbury 了
So right before the closing and we found a house in Woodbury 2 days before
所以当你知道你的人生的优先次序的时候呢 你就可以 神就会通过你的优先次序 帮助你定下你人生计划的内容了
Once you know how to prioritize your life and God also will help you to realize that plan
你想不想知道你的人生次序是怎么样
Do you wish to know what your priorities are?
有两样东西你可以回家里去看
There are two things I would like you to go home and read
第一就是你的 calendar 你的月历
The first thing is to look at your calendar
你过去的时间放在哪里呢 很有可能就是你对这些事情 对你来说是很重要
If you looked at like your calendar and planned and looked at all the past time that you have done, how much time you have spent on those, and those are probably your top priorities.
另外就是拿你的支票簿看一看。
The second thing is take a look at your checkbooks.
你的金钱花在哪里呢? 其实你的心就在哪里。
Actually, you look at where you spent your money, and that's where your heart was.
所以呢，我们希望呢，你看看你的优先次序是不是一个神喜悦的一个优先次序。So
when you re-examine your priorities, and you have to ask yourself if this is pleasing to God.
如果是的时候，那么你的计划就会是一个讨神喜悦的一个计划。If
your answer is yes, then you know that your plan is pleasing to God.
最后呢，我们看罗马书15章30到33节。
Last, we're going to look at Romans 15, verses 30 to 33.
你就看见呢，保罗是用祷告来成就他的计划。
You can see here that Paul uses prayer to accomplish his work.
30节呢，里面呢，他讲了一句话，他说呢，他劝罗马的弟兄姊妹呢，与他一同竭力为我祈求神。
In verse 30, he says, I urge you, brothers and sisters, through the Lord Jesus Christ, and then to join him in prayer. God.
所以呢，虽然保罗有一个正确的人生的计划，是神告诉他的，他也有一个正确的人生的次序，但是不一定他的计划就很顺利的可以遵循了。So
now we know that Paul has a very accurate plan for his life, and then he also has a very good he also has a good priority list to shape his plan, but doesn't mean that he will. Carry those things out smoothly.
能不能够顺利的遵循呢? 还是要看神的心意。
And whether he can face those challenges, he has to look at whether that's God's will or not.
他形容祷告呢, 是一同竭力。
And he described here that prayer is praying to God together.
他说一同竭力的意思呢, 就好像一同打仗的一样。
To join him in the struggles to have a battle with, along with him.
因为我们的人生呢, 的确是一个属灵的征战。
Because our life, it is a spiritual battle.
如果呢, 我们不把我们的人生交托在神手里面呢, 很可能这场仗, 我们没有能力去打赢。
If we do not give our lives to Christ, and we will not win this spiritual battle.
保罗呢，在31-32节里面呢，他为了两样事情去祷告。
In verse 31 and through 32, he prayed for two things.
就是他不受这些不信主的人的逼迫了。
That he will be kept safe from the unbelievers in Judea.
还有呢，他就是顺利的可以来到罗马这个教会。
And then he can also travel safely to Rome.
那么我问你呢？我们现在回头看的时候，神有没有听保罗的祷告？
So now let's take a reflect back to Paul's journey. Did God listen to Paul's prayer?
如果你看使徒行传的时候，20-21章到其实到28章的时候，你就发觉，你可以说神没有好像保罗这样子祷告去应允他。
So if you look at those verses in 20-28, it seems like that God has not answered his prayer.
原因就是呢，保罗来到耶路撒冷，把这个奉献给了教会以后呢，他马上就被犹太人逼迫做去坐牢了。
And because once that he has arrived there and he gave the contribution to the Jews, and he was captured and imprisoned.
那么他在耶路撒冷这个地区呢，坐了三年的坐牢，坐了三年，再送去罗马再坐牢。
And he was imprisoned for 3 years, and he was sent to Rome, and he was imprisoned again.
所以呢，如果从这个角度来看，好像神没有听保罗的祷告。
So from this angle, it seems like Paul, God did not listen to Paul's prayer.
但是呢，我们现在过了这么远的时间呢，我们有可以从一个广大的角度去看的时候呢，你就看见神的计划其实比保罗的计划更广了。
But now we do have to step back and then take a look at this big view picture that God's plan is even bigger than Paul's.
保罗虽然在耶路撒冷坐牢三年了，但是有几样事情发生。
Even though Paul was in prison for 3 years, but there were quite a few things that happened during those 3 years.
首先，他就是很安全呢，犹太人没有办法去杀死他。
First of all, he was kept safe, and the Jews cannot assassinate him.
还有呢，他就有机会去向不同的官员，好像腓力斯啊，好像这个阿基波皇啊，去传福音。
During that time, he also had an opportunity to spread the gospel to Felix and Festus and Agrippa.
还有呢，我们知道呢，路加是保罗的同工啊。
And we also know that Luke is a co-worker of Paul.
我们相信呢，路加福音跟使徒行传呢，就是在这个时候写成的。
And we believe that the book of Luke and also the book of Acts were written at this time.
有人说，为什么写这两本书呢？
Some people ask why do they write these two books?
就是为了保罗在罗马的时候辩护的时候呢所用的。
It is for when he was
It is used when Paul defends in Rome.
Oh, okay. It was actually written to defend Paul in Rome.
保罗呢后来送去罗马坐牢啊。
And Paul was transported to Rome to imprisoned.
但是呢，他有机会呢，向当时罗马的全军去传福音。
And he had an opportunity to spread the gospel to the soldiers.
还有呢，圣经里面呢有四卷的新约圣经呢，是保罗呢坐牢的时候写的。
And there are also 4 books in the New Testament that are written during this time.
根据当时的后的教会历史呢。保罗呢坐了两年，在罗马坐了两年以后呢，就被放出来了。
According to the history, the church history, that he was in prison for 2 years and he was released.
那么呢，他最后就去了西班牙传福音。
And therefore he went to Spain to spread the gospel.
所以呢，你看见呢，神的计划其实比起保罗的计划更广大。
As we can see that God's plan is even bigger picture than Paul's.
你的人生有什么计划？
What is your plan for your life?
我们必须要在神面前知道我们的身份。
We need to know our status in front of God.
我知道我人生里面最重要改变我的人生的一个身份，就是我知道我是一个罪人。
The biggest change in status is that I know that I'm a sinner.
因为我有这个了解以后呢，我就去寻求这个救恩。
Once I understand this point, I'm a sinner, then I can seek the salvation.
那么我人生就改变了。
Then my life has changed.
还有呢，就是我们人生有没有一个正确的优先次序？
Another thing is that do we have actually priorities in our lives?
有正确的人生这个优先次序，你才可以有一个正确的计划的内容。
Once we have accurate priorities, then we know our, then we have a good plan.
最后，我们要把我们的计划交托在用祷告交托在神的手里面。
And the last thing we need to lift up our plans and to bring our plans to God.
神会照他的大能跟他的平安去完成我们人生的计划。
And through God's power and grace, then we can accomplish our plan.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为我们每一个人都有一个不同的计划。
Because every one of us has a different plan.
神，你就是要我们的人生去完成神你这个伟大的这个世界上面的计划。
Father, we know that you want us to accomplish the plan of yours.
愿意神你从我们的身上得到荣耀。
Father, we pray that you may receive glory from us.
愿意我们的人生是好像保罗一样，是一个有胆量的，是有一个迹象的一个人生。
May our life plan is like Paul's, that with boldness and ambition.
也是一个荣耀的人生。
And it's also a life of glory.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.